naming painful patterns with compassion and responsibility. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In ministry genogram conversations, painful patterns must be named carefully. Families may carry anger, fear, criticism, silence, addiction, avoidance, emotional distance, control, instability, shame, or repeated conflict. These patterns matter, but the way we name them matters too. A ministry genogram is a formation map, not a blame map. It helps a person notice what was passed down, what was missing, what was formed, what Christ may be redeeming, and what faithful next step may be possible. When someone sees a painful family pattern, they may feel grief. They may say, "That explains so much." They may also feel shame and say, "Maybe this is just who I am." A wise Christian leader must resist both denial and fatalism. We do not deny pain, but we also do not make the pain destiny. A helpful phrase is, "This pattern may help explain some of what you learned, but it does not define who you are in Christ." That sentence holds two truths together. Family formation is real. Redemption is also real. A leader should ask careful questions. What do you notice across the generations? What was often repeated? What was missing? How did people handle anger, sadness, correction, disappointment, or conflict? Where do you see harm? Where do you see survival? Where do you see responsibility now? Where might Christ be inviting a new response? These questions allow the person to discern without being shamed. Compassion does not mean excusing harm. If someone learned harsh anger at home and now wounds others with harsh anger, compassion helps explain the wound pathway, but responsibility still matters. Christ-centered ministry can say, "What happened to you matters, and what you do next matters too." This protects the person from shame and from excuse-making. What helps? Use gentle language. Ask before interpreting. Notice both pain and responsibility. Keep the person anchored in image-bearing dignity. Remind them that a family pattern is not a life sentence. What harms? Calling the family toxic as a blanket label, saying, "That is just how you are," treating the genogram like destiny. Blaming relatives for everything. Excusing present harm because of past pain. Rushing the person to confront family members. Painful patterns should be named with truth and grace. Truth says, "This happened." Grace says, "This is not the end of the story." Responsibility says, "In Christ, a faithful next step is possible." A ministry genogram conversation helps people see what shaped them so they can respond to Christ with courage, humility, and hope.